Hi, this is Will.
And this is Jay.
Welcome to our podcast,
Not Just Sports.
Just two bros sitting down talking about everything, not just sports.
On this series, we'll be taking you with us on the trails and spills, highs and lows, disappointments and excitements at the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar. And of course, there can only be one winner. So as you say in Nigeria,
breakfast will reach everybody. Welcome to another episode of the World Cup series on your favorite podcast, Not Just Sports, with Will and Jay. I'm Will.
And I'm Jay.
Nice to have you guys with us today. So yesterday we had goals, we had fouls, cards, we had the whole shebang yesterday.
It was end to end, like, We didn't expect it, but what can I say? We're glad for everything, for the final outcome. We had shockers, definitely, but what can we say? No team was able to win 3 games in the World Cup. That's like the first time I've seen that in a while.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, this entire World Cup just goes to show that regardless of the name of the team or, like, history...
It really doesn't matter.
It does not matter, you know, everything... All that matters is how you perform on the pitch.
Yes, because when you come to think of it, right, we looked at the likes of Brazil being Tigres' favorite, and they are only able to score 3 goals in the World Cup group stage
so far.
And that's what scored in what their first game.
That's what Spain scored in their first game. Spain scored 7 in their first game.
So it's a high possibility that Brazil might not even score up to 10 goals, but. You might not really need 10 goals to reach the World Cup final.
Yeah, you don't need 10 goals to win the World Cup, actually. Yeah, you just need one goal in every... Like, you just need to win your match by one goal.
Look at Switzerland, for example, right? They won Cameroon 1-0.
Yep.
Beat Brazil. They lost to Brazil 1-0. And then they had only one goal scored. And they were tipped as favourites to qualify. And what they went to their next match and then they scored 3. And then they were in. What can I say? Like... It was a crazy day, from the start to the finish.
Definitely. So, yeah, we're just going to start with the first set of games. That was the Ghana, Uruguay, and South Korea, Portugal. I think those were the first games played yesterday.
Yeah, I'll just straight up out there. I'm actually disappointed with Ghana. We expected a lot from them. They came into the game claiming that they had revenge on their mind. Right? And you don't get to have revenge on your mind and come, and the first thing you do is to miss a penalty.
I feel that makes no sense. To me, I feel the coach shouldn't have started the IU brothers.
I mean, I don't even care where she started, right? I don't care. I feel like as a professional, you coming up to this point of the season, of the competition, right?
Yeah.
You taking the penalty and saying you want to place it, you have to do something better than that. When Messi misses penalty, we know that, okay, yes, this was straight up down to the goalkeeper because it was well hit, right?
Yeah.
Quite alright, it wasn't placed far enough from the goalkeeper, but more or less he decided to use power over placement, and the keeper had to react quickly to save it. You understand? I felt like if that goalkeeper had even decided to, like, maybe take a second or two and rethink where he went to dive, you would have seen I got in the ball. It was that slow.
Now, I feel his whole body positioning and everything just basically told the keeper that this is where this guy is going to.
And there was no effort. He didn't play like someone that had revenge on his mind.
On his mind, exactly.
Like, it made no sense. after the penalty miss, like, to me it was over because you find yourself in a situation where every single goal counts and you are not the bigger team.
You are not the bigger team at all.
So it's just like if Morocco had missed their chance.
Yeah.
You understand? Against Belgium. You understand? Like, maybe if they had decided to, okay, let's see, they get a penalty and they go ahead to miss it and they're like, okay, look at the teams that miss penalties, right? When Poland missed their penalty, they didn't win the game.
They didn't. Yeah.
Exactly. The only people that have missed penalties and won it, when you look at Argentina, for example, they missed the penalty, but they are the superior team, right?
Yeah.
So they still have more chances. And Ghana just went on there and I felt like they shot themselves in the leg.
Revenge, celebrating
that they removed Uruguay. To me, I would say it's childish.
They didn't actually remove Uruguay.
Yes.
It was just... bad luck on the part of Uruguay that South Korea had to win.
No, not even that.
South Korea won Portugal.
They were celebrating more or less because they didn't concede three. If they had conceded three, because
Uruguay would have qualified. Yeah, so yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's down to bad luck on the part of Uruguay for not scoring three. For not scoring three.
Shame on Ghana. Right, I expected much from them. So seeing their fans celebrate after losing to Uruguay and going to the World Cup and celebrating because you didn't concede three against Uruguay, I would say shame on you, because what are you doing for the whole game? No single goal scored. Yes, you went ahead of Nigeria and we expected to do something there, but I don't know what to say. Yes, I agree that their group was tough, but they put themselves in a very good situation where they just needed to at least maybe even draw something or win the maybe at the end, 9 minutes win the game, but they didn't do that. So I'm disappointed with the teams I picked as underdogs, right?
Yeah.
The Ghana, the Denmark. I'm disappointed with most of them because they all had the chances. I picked three dark horses, right?
Yeah.
Denmark, Uruguay, and Ghana. And what can I say? Three of them were knocked out all in the group stage.
Damn.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's really crazy. It's really crazy. What can I say? But I'm glad that at least the teams that were picked as favorites were actually still performing. We have France, we have Argentina, we have Brazil.
Yeah.
The likes of these countries are still in the mix of it. And we all know that the reason why they went on to lose or not win. Okay, three of them lost, right?
Yeah.
They went on to lose their games. And three of them lost by 1-0. That's crazy. The reason why they went on to lose their games was simply because they played defeated at second 11.
Yeah.
In Brazil's defense, I can say, yes, their second 11 didn't play so poorly. But for you to come and think about it, like, from everyone that played there, the only stars that we could see perform, like, I would call them stars because, yes, they actually played well. I can only pick out Martinelli and Anthony. I know that, yes, Anthony died off later on in the game, but that says a lot. I don't know what happened with Jesus. He was not really in the game.
Okay.
Yes, but for you to look at Brazil and then to say, okay, they have more underperformers than performers, that's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so like we'll get into the Brazil game. Let's just finish with the South Korea Portugal. Yesterday's episode, you know, you said that you see South Korea getting something out of the game.
Yes.
And funny enough, that turned out to be right. With the Portuguese lineup and like the way the game was going.
But you didn't see a comeback
from Portugal.
From South Korea.
No, I didn't actually see South Korea winning the game. I saw maybe like a draw, if you know, to fight for something. I expected a draw, but I didn't see them getting the win over
I told Portugal. You that we already expected for Portugal. I didn't say it out for Brazil because definitely we know Brazil's second 11 was very, very good.
Yeah.
On paper. Right. But we expected from South Korea because Portugal is going to feel the less effective team.
Yeah.
I won't say second 11 completely because definitely some of the first 11 players were still there. So a less effective team, but still when they scored first, we all felt like that was it. Right. Yeah. When I think it was a Hotter scored, we all felt like that was it. Well, that wasn't it, and then they found themselves coming back into the game. So all credit to South Korea. I'm glad that they actually qualified. I expect Ghana to qualify actually, but Ghana messed up yesterday and they took against they went down with Uruguay. So I'll just say congrats to South Korea, congrats to Son Heung-min for not giving up, fighting till the last minute. As we say, you have to actually earn your place in this.
You have to.
Yes, you can't. Yeah. You don't deserve it, no matter how good your team is. You actually earn it, and that's also what South Korea did yesterday. So, kudos to them.
Yeah. Okay. So we move on to the next set of games for yesterday: the Serbia, Switzerland, and Cameroon, Brazil. Serbia, Switzerland, filled with goals.
Yeah, like, we expected Switzerland to win, but we didn't think it would be that tightly contested.
Yeah, and you know, it was like, I score, you score, I score, you score, I score, can you score?
There are two comebacks in the game, and that's crazy, because I think Switzerland went ahead to score first of all with Zlatan Shaqiri, and he was one that scored in the last time when they faced each other in the 2018 World Cup. But back then, his goal was a deciding factor. But this time around, that wasn't enough because Serbia actually came fighting back. This is when you have the likes of Mitrovic and Vlahovic on your team, then you know that, okay, yes, you have those guns. The question is just, is your defense good enough? And Mitrovic Ablaoji actually stepped up and took them 2-1 ahead before they considered an equalizer towards the end of halftime, yeah. And then considered again. And that was now where everything ended, because I felt like Serbia still had the chance to come back into the game. But probably they're a little cautious. Okay, you can never know. What can I say? Congrats to Switzerland. They finished equal points with Brazil.
Yeah.
He just scored one more goal. They would have actually topped the group.
Yeah, with goal difference. Yeah.
And no one saw that coming. So, yeah. Kudos to Switzerland for their performance.
Mm.
We saw it coming. We saw them winning.
Yeah, yeah.
We saw them. We're glad that they actually stuck to the tax and came out with the win.
Did you? Yeah. Mm, Cameroon, Brazil.
And I think there's a lot to take out of that game, right?
Definitely.
But I'm not going to really hit much on it. First of all, we'll credit the Cameroon side for fighting.
Yeah, like you see, this is the thing, yeah, with these kind of games. First half, nobody scores, it's 0-0, and then you probably overhear, you know, from the other side, yeah, what's happening, that you actually have a chance to qualify,
yeah.
You know, if you win by so margin, you get, so like there's this kind of hope and like
it instills into,
yeah,
the,
yeah,
for, the
into for the second half. Yes. And I think that's what happened with Cameroon, because in the first half, they were really dominated by Brazil.
Yes.
But then in the second half, they came with like, okay, yeah, we really do not have anything to lose at this point.
Yeah.
Let's just go for it.
See, I agree. It's like, it's kind of fine margins, right? Like,
yeah.
It's close margins, anyhow you want to actually state it. But it's more or less that never-die attitude.
Okay.
We know that they were playing against Brazil, and Brazil actually showed how superior they were in the first half. There are many chances that Brazil have created to score, and I think that's the same thing happened in the second half. Despite Cameroon coming out, actually opened up their defense, and Brazil had so many chances to score. To think about it, they had almost 20 shots yesterday.
Yeah.
But what was just missing was that clinical aspect, and Bruno Guimarães came on to drop his stinker. I was surprised while he was Rodrigo Goes was dropped for him. I feel like if it was Rodrigo that found himself in a situation where he found himself, he would have scored maybe two or three. But I don't know, it's the coach's decision, and it played into the hands of Cameroon. And luckily for them, they won the game. Kudos to them for becoming the first African side to actually beat Brazil.
Yeah, like they broke Brazil's record that we were building on. You know, the no shots on target conceded, yeah. no shots on target conceded.
They're even on an 18 game on
between. Yeah, so like
they lost in the
Copa. They broke the no shots on target. They broke it. They broke the fact, like the first African team that Brazil had not scored,
yes,
in a World Cup setting, and then they also kept.
They left it late,
and then they won the game.
That was crazy. We all asked that question: why they didn't field him for the first game? No one knows. At least I'm glad he came to the stage one more time. I felt that was like he remember me.
Yeah.
Because even the celebration, taking off the shirt and showing the world, like, do not forget his name. It was nice.
Yeah, he got a red card.
Yeah.
Vincent Abubakar got
get to shake the referee and get a red card. Like, that's for the referee to ever actually come up to you and then give you a shake in front of everyone. If it's Premier League right now, we'll say, oh yes, it's Bayern that he's actually supporting this team. That's the reason why he will go and shake the striker. But no, that's a handshake. There was more or less credit to the man that actually scored Brazil.
Yeah.
And that was a goal from heaven. Like, Ederson didn't move. It was a one time
postcard.
Like,
yeah.
That was beautiful. Cameroon, big ups. You guys really performed well yesterday, defensively and then offensively, taking your chance when it came. It's sorry that you guys have to move out from the competition, because I felt like this and Senegal and Morocco would have been like a nice trio for the Africans.
Yeah.
But what can we say?
Sometimes, yeah, so we just actually have two African teams.
Yes, yes.
Morocco and Senegal.
But
champions of Africa and...
Well, it's shocking, Morocco, right?
Yeah.
Because the same thing applies in South America. We have
champions of South America and the runner-ups.
is that crazy? And the final was, I think, Senegal-Cameroon.
Yeah, the final was Senegal.
So if Cameroon had qualified, we would have had the same thing
for the Africans.
What can we say?
I think the surprising part is from like the Asian, part.
Yes.
With us, we have Australia.
I'm not surprised with
South Korea, and we have Japan. Japan.
I'm not surprised with Japan, but I'm surprised with South Korea and Australia. I didn't see them making it through. In other words, I felt like they were the best performing team in the World Cup right now because of the fact that many people did not expect much from them, and then they found themselves.
And they had this fight back attitude, like when they were a goal down or something, they still
could come up and still win.
Yeah, like Japan came out from Germany's group.
Germany and Spain,
like,
and they beat both of them. It's crazy.
So it shows, it goes to show how, how we think top flight football like is just in Europe. You get, but yes. Then it goes to show that there has been a slight improvement, or there have been not even a slight improvement. There have been massive improvements in Asia. So like that's actually something to take note of. We'll see how far these teams go, like both the Asians, the Africans. We'll see how far they can go in this competition. But man,
I don't really think they'll go far. But I think for Japan, they might actually have something to say against Croatia, because we know how good Croatia can be, but we know that Japan are better against the stronger teams. South Korea also, that same thing applies. But they were playing against Brazil's full squad this time around. I'm not sure that they're going to take any points. Else.
Yeah.
Brazil is going to really play their best team. We're going to see Thiago Silva, Marquinhos, Edan Militao, Alessandro.
Yeah.
We see Alisson. We're going to actually see Casemiro. Like, everybody's coming back, and they're all fit. Luckily for them, Neymar might not play, because they're not playing at 10. Believe me. Neymar and Martinelli link up might actually be something many people don't know they need until they see it. I hope that they take them to the distance, to the semi-final, where they get to meet Argentina, and then at that point maybe the better team win.
Okay, man, yesterday was a roller coaster, you know, ups and downs, and we loved every moment of it. For real, we loved every moment of it. So yeah, we move on. You didn't.
I really didn't.
No, see, I can understand for the Brazil game.
For the Brazil game, I was happy to. If there were any draw, I think I would have been happy. I was happy because when I came to watch Martinelli and Gabriel Jesus. Yeah. Right? I expected Brazil to win despite any other thing.
I think for most people, what they would be angry about for that Brazil game, because I know we were angry about it, was the fact that there was a lot of space for Martinelli in the first half. Even in the second half, there was a lot of space, and it always felt like nobody was looking in his direction, because all the play was going, like, all the play from Rodrigo, Fred, like, all the play was moving
on the right hand side
towards Anthony. Yes. And whenever Anthony gets the ball, he probably just wants to, according to something I saw on Twitter, he probably wanted to add up to his like YouTube compilation.
So really, like, when I saw that shit in that game, I understand that certain times in football, like, you trust someone more.
Yeah. Right?
So I feel my anger first of all came from Jesus.
Yeah.
Because you are the only person that really understands this guy's game.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. And you played with this guy. Yes. Like, you're playing with this guy.
The changing of wings, you guys do it comfortably as now.
Yeah.
So you are supposed to, like, have brought the ball down to this side. You're supposed to have known that he would make those runs, right?
Yeah.
That was my first annoyance. Secondly, was it Rodrigo. He never for once looked at Martinelli's wing. It was like, he felt like this guy wasn't good enough.
Yes,
okay,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
how old
yeah,
are you?
Yeah.
You are like 22. You have, as in, because he has won the Champions League, okay, yes, but like, okay, yes, he has won the Champions League. Probably maybe once or twice, maybe once on the bench, a second time. Yeah, that's like a big thing, right? You're playing Real Madrid. But that doesn't make you better. Like, I would never on my own ever put Rodrigo better than Martinelli. We all know that Martinelli is actually better than this kid, right? But is it that you feel like he's not good enough? You feel like he's going to mess up? Every single time, you're playing a 10, right?
Yeah.
Every single time that you got the ball, there was massive space for Martinelli. But you never once looked up there. The person that was actually looking there was
Fred.
And Fred was the one hitting long, and Martinelli was still controlling
getting
it.
The ball.
Like, no issue with Anthony, because I actually loved Anthony's football yesterday, right? But I felt like they were forcing him.
Yeah,
they wanted him to perform.
Yeah, they kept giving him the ball.
Nothing was happening. Release the position and come to this side. Nothing. And Alestelis wasn't helping Martinelli at all.
That's what I'm saying. Like, every play from the back to the middle, like, all the transitions always ended up with either Anthony at that top or probably Gabriel Jesus.
And no shot was actually got from that point.
So like all the gameplay moved to that side, and Martinelli was just here. Like, it got to a point where Martinelli had to start going to the middle.
To go and
get the ball.
And same thing of it that he actually went left the game with was 3 or 4 shots on targets. Like, what can I say? Anyway, that was yesterday. What I can take out from the Gladson is that he actually played his way into Tite's mind for the next game. Yeah. I hope they don't play him as a 10. I hope they don't. But what can I say? Looking at him and Vinicius, I think someone said this yesterday also. I won't really say that Vinicius is a better player.
He's just probably just the club.
Yeah, because when you are playing in a high-flying Real Madrid and when you are playing in a struggling Arsenal, the pedigree is actually different. I'm just glad he was able to shut his haters, those Brazilians that felt like he did not merit being called up, right?
Yeah.
So it's all to play for the next game against South Korea. It's going to be a tough fixture, definitely, because we've seen what South Koreans can do. But I believe in my Brazilians, and I believe that this was just like a phase that we won't see again in the World Cup.
Mm.
But that takes us into today's games, right? The round of 16 kicks off today. There are a lot of things to expect, but what can we say?
Oh, well, Netherlands, USA, this game, this game that we talked about a whole lot in one of our episodes, Netherlands versus USA and Argentina versus Australia.
Now, the mic's with you.
The mic is not with me. I already told you Netherlands are going to win this game. Like, they will win USA regardless of whatever margin. They are going to win United States. Like, this is bye-bye to Captain America. He's going home. I hope his bags are packed. I hope his bags...
No, and here I am, as controversial as ever. And this time around, definitely, I'm going to actually play this in one of the bookies, maybe Sportybet, right?
Okay.
I'm actually going to play this, but I'm telling that USA has something in this game. And just because I feel that ballsy, I'm going to actually go to USA win. I know it's crazy. Netherlands, they have better defense, this and that. But I feel like they don't have the intensity to match USA. We talked about USA not being clinical, right? But I feel the players are growing into the competition. If we saw Timothy Weah's finish against in his last game, where it was chopped off for an offside, right?
Yeah.
You see that, okay, these guys, their clinical nature is actually coming to light. And they have noticed that, okay, we're in a competition where we don't have a lot of chances. So we get to put the ones that we get at the back of the net, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we watched Netherlands play against Ecuador. And why we felt like Ecuador had a fighting chance in that game was because of what? Their intensity.
Yeah.
And USA are more intense than the Americans. They're actually more intense than Ecuador. They are more clinical than Ecuador also. Right?
Yeah.
And then they have what? They have players that are performing at the top of their game right now.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely Netherlands has all it takes to win USA, but I'll go with the underdogs, and I strongly believe I will not
be disappointed. Well, okay, good points from you, but bro, I'm sticking with the Netherlands. You go with the US. Hey, we have our predictions, yeah.
You know, we have reached this stage of the game, right? Before we finish up, right, with the games of today.
Yeah.
And we are having our points at 78-81. Right?
That's just 3 points. Yesterday. Yeah, just 3 points.
That's very close margin of a 3 points gap.
Yeah, just 3 points.
And now I feel like it's not fair. It's not really fair when I go for the weaker team and you go for a stronger team, and then the points are kind of even. That's not right, because even the odds are reality are not right.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see why I should go for a USA win, which like most of life's not in my favor.
Yeah.
And you go for the safer options in the
land. I'm not going for the safer option. I'm just going for what looks on paper. Like, that's what it is.
You go for this. You know, just like Man City playing Brighton. And I go for a Brighton win and I go for a Man City
win. Why would you go for a Brighton win when...
It's football. Anything can happen.
I know. That's why you go for the USA win.
But no. See, at this point, I feel like... Anytime anybody goes for a weaker team to win...
Yeah.
And the team actually wins...
Yeah.
Let's give that person 6 points.
No, bro. That's we cannot be this far into our game.
Let's make it better this way, right? Let's make it better this way. We're on round of 16, new rules. Definitely. It's still the same game.
Nah, new rules.
Group stage was not in knockout phase. Now I'm just in knockout phase.
Nah, bro.
Come on.
That's not how it works.
I feel like I'm scared.
Okay, no problem.
Let's make it this way.
Nah, right? No problem. New rules. What are the rules?
Okay.
What are the rules? I believe Netherlands. What are the rules?
When the game is typically in favor of the opposing team, mm-hmm. let's say the bigger team.
Yeah.
We use the likes of Brazil playing South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Argentina playing Australia. Mm-hmm. In those kind of games.
Yeah.
Anyone who favors the weaker team.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it. If the weaker team wins, you get 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
But if the weaker team actually gets a draw, you still get 3 points.
Okay. That makes no sense. But okay. That makes because. They didn't win the game, and you didn't. If you predicted a win and a draw, why are you getting 3 points?
I'm trying to make it even for the lesser team, because is it that or we give more points to the weaker team?
See, if you cannot say. USA will win, and then when they play a draw, you get.
I can agree for that. That the draw doesn't make sense, but I'm saying that okay, if they actually win. Why don't you just give this person like 5 points? Let's make it 5.
Okay.
Well, if you're not okay with it, we can still continue with the normal
old school. Nah.
Because I love the old school. No, see, definitely, I'm still going to go with the USA.
It's fine.
Win. But no, to come to think of it, let's make it school. Let's leave it at that. 3 points.
If USA wins.
Traditional rules. How you began? Let's go that way.
All right.
Let's not put you in a position where you have to shake.
When you're
scoring the goals.
I'm not shaking, bro. I'm not shaking. If you want to change the rules, I still feel Netherlands are going to win this game. Maybe in later time when we're in other matches, when we see smaller teams, yeah, sure. But for this game, Netherlands are winning this game.
Okay.
Netherlands are winning this game.
Well, operating right 90 minutes, right?
90 minutes, not extra time, not qualification, 90 minutes.
All right, I go with a draw.
All right, why do you go with a draw? I thought you said USA are going to get something.
They said get something out of it.
And then you said you feel you would go for a win. That's what you said.
I just asked you right now. Are we talking about 90 minutes? That's why I just asked you right now.
Okay.
Because, no. See, okay, this way it gets tricky, right? The reason for that question was golf. The 90 minutes draw, right?
We are not bookies, yeah. We are not Sporty Bet or M Sports or Nigeria. We are not bookies. So like we don't have these rules don't apply. When you say a team win, right? We are not talking about the correct score now. We are talking about this team progressing to the next round. That's what we mean when we say a team wins the game.
But that's the issue
and,
now.
No, see something. Like right now our predictions. When he was in the group stage, we knew that there was no extra time and anything. Yeah, so like our predictions were limited to 90 minutes. But right now, we know that there's an extra time. So our predictions cover...
So from what you're saying, that means a draw doesn't count again.
A draw after 90 minutes doesn't count. At this point, we are just predicting who is qualifying.
So that means a draw doesn't count.
A draw doesn't count. So at this point, we are basically just predicting who qualifies.
All right, I go with USA.
Okay, USA.
The reason why I put a draw there was because this looks like a game that was that USA will actually drag it to 90 minutes, take it to penalty shootouts, and then penalty shootouts where nobody's better than, oh shit, those guys go about long, not pets.
Okay, so.
That guy's long. But still, I go with USA. I still go with USA.
Okay. Fine, I still go with Netherlands.
Definitely.
Netherlands qualify. So at this point, we are just taking qualifications.
Yeah, but correct score is still there.
Yeah, yeah, we can still talk at the correct score, but yeah, we are taking qualifications.
But as it seems now, my correct score might actually be a draw, but my win is still USA. You see that? You see where the confusion comes in.
Yeah. Okay. So this is what we are going to do. Yeah, if you get the correct score after 90 minutes. If you get the correct score, you get 3 points. But if USA don't qualify, you don't get any point for that. You just get 3 points for your correct score.
But correct score is 6 points.
That was in the group stage when you got the correct score and then you got the win.
Why doesn't this still apply till now? Why don't the correct score still hold the 6 points but the win now?
No, you see. That time, if you got the win, it was just 3 points. like if you got the team that won,
yes,
right, or you got the option correct, that's if it was a draw, you got 3 points. But then if it was a correct score, you got 6 points. So it's basically like a 3+3 kind of thing. That's what I'm doing now. So like if you get the correct score, that's 3 points. But if USA don't qualify, like you just have that 3 points.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's so like fair. If it was a different match and you said, okay, Argentina win, like if for Argentina, Australia, you say Argentina win 2-0 and Argentina actually win 2-0, you get that counts. Like 2-0 in 90 minutes.
Okay, so...
2-0 in 90 minutes. Or should we use 2-0 in 90 minutes or 2-0 till extra 90, time?
90 minutes. 90
okay, 2-0 in 90 minutes.
So
okay.
I'll go with a 2-2 draw, 90 minutes, but USA qualify.
Okay. So, some ballsy predictions.
What can I say? As I say, not that Netherlands are better than USA.
Yeah.
But from what we have seen, over the games, right? Mm-hmm. We have seen that USA are very intense. They don't give up. They keep on fighting. They do not concede a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
They actually had to score. And the way I see them playing against Netherlands, I think the Netherlands will actually show their superiority, actually still breaking the defense.
Yeah.
But I feel like USA will actually also score, and that will take them to the penalties where USA will progress.
Okay, well, that's your prediction. My prediction for this game is 2-1 in favor of Netherlands. Netherlands to qualify.
Safe as always.
Hey, see, we know that, yeah, USA, they have the same intensity and all of that, and but hey, I still feel Netherlands are going to come out with a victory and qualify.
So just to get this straight, right, so yeah, everyone is listening, if USA actually win the game without going to the penalties, I still get 3 points.
Yeah, definitely,
for
because they qualified.
All right,
yeah, so if USA qualify, 3 points goes to you.
Well, if they draw, if they draw 2-2,
yeah, if they draw 2-2, yeah,
1-1, yeah, still nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
That's painful. That's really painful. that's really painful. Because
hey, we are,
what can I say? Let's go on.
Correct score. Correct score, 3 points. Qualification, 3 points. Yeah. So Netherlands, USA, one to watch. Yeah. Next up, Argentina, Australia.
Yeah, this is that game again, right? Where something at the back of my mind tells me, okay, go with Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Australia, actually, they know that their best chance against against Argentina is going to be in the penalty shootout, where it's 50-50.
Yeah.
So I feel like Australia might actually still push in there.
Yeah.
But just as yesterday for the Brazil's game, because I do not want... So I'm not going to use my mouth to predict it. So I think it's going to be a close game.
Yeah.
Probably Argentina scores, Australia equalizes, and for Argentina goes on to win the game. So I go with 3-1 Argentina.
Okay, 3-1 Argentina. Now if I predict, it's like I'm going safe, but I'm going 2-0. Actually, yeah. I'm going 2-0.
2-0 has never been a safe prediction. I think a safe prediction is 2-1. Because that gives you a point of like BTS. It's
two teams score,
my career score is still intact, that kind of shit.
So Argentina to qualify though, yeah?
Definitely.
Argentina qualify. Okay.
There's not really much to talk about the games today. I feel it's more or less it's after the game, because
this is
the knockout phase.
Yeah,
we're going to see different.
Definitely.
Same gameplay, but different results.
Well, I actually, for this Argentina game, I actually just hope Scaloni makes the right choice.
I feel like right now there's not actually a right choice, because they're playing Australia, and playing Australia will make you want to really think whether is it best to bring in my best forward, let him run for that first 45 minutes,
yeah,
or is it best to bring
him
in
for the second half?
That's now the thing, because we have all seen this World Cup, and then it actually plays out in the second half. Most of the time is the second half. So when do you want your high intensity players to come on? So I think I don't really know what is the right or the wrong formation for today. Like last time I told you that you play Cristiano Romero because of Lewandowski.
Yeah.
Because of the height advantage and stuff like that. Australia, I really don't know.
I think they might actually start Lisandro Martinez.
So definitely Martinez will start today. But the question is, I don't know where he's going to start, because of the way they played last time, when Acuña played for that, he really played poorly.
Yeah, he played
and
very poorly.
We know that Martinez can play at the left back. So I don't really know if he will end up playing the left back for Argentina or not.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll see what happens at the end of the games for today, and we'll discuss this later. Netherlands, USA, I'm still going to hammer on that. So anyway, thanks guys for joining us today on your favorite, you know, podcast, not just sports. I'm Will.
I'm Jay.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next time. Ciao. Did you enjoy the podcast you just listened to? If you did, tap the follow button and turn on our notification so you don't miss out on any of our episodes. See ya!